From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The northeastern U.S. could be in for a major weather event by Halloween with gale force winds, heavy rain, and snow. Forecasters caution the tracking data is still all over the map, but they say it's possible remnants of Hurricane Sandy from the south, a storm out of the west, and a blast of Arctic air from the north could create an unusually powerful nor'easter. Chris Vaccaro with the National Weather Service.
We're dealing with a situation that will produce a very explosive development of a very large storm system. And the storm is not just simply a point. This is going to have impacts over a very large area.
The National Weather Service is expected to release an update shortly on Hurricane Sandy, which struck the Bahamas today. As a Category 2 storm, it is blamed in at least four deaths in the Caribbean. The White House is urging people to heed warnings.
We encourage citizens living along the eastern seaboard to listen to local officials and monitor weather reports in the days ahead. The president asked his team to continue regular briefings on the storm as it progresses northward.
White House spokesman Jay Carney speaking to reporters as the Obama campaign picks up the pace, less than 2 weeks to go before the election. President Obama greets supporters in Florida, one of several critical states he's hoping to sway in time for election. And WVXU's Ann Thompson reports GOP nominee Mitt Romney is sticking with Ohio today.
The importance of Ohio was not lost on the Republican presidential candidate as he spoke to an enthusiastic crowd at a Cincinnati aerospace and auto supplier.
This is such an opportunity for America. And that's why on November 6th, I'm counting on Ohio to vote for big change.
Romney says the changes he would make would create jobs, restore Medicaid and military cuts, and get the government on track to balance the budget. He urged this crowd of several thousand to vote early and help convince President Obama supporters to come to the other side. For NPR News, I'm Ann Thompson in Cincinnati.
One big campaign issue is Medicaid. NPR's Julie Rovner reports on a new study that finds that growth in the program dropped precipitously over the past year.
Every year, the Kaiser Family Foundation commissions a survey of every state Medicaid program. This year's survey found that Medicaid costs rose an average of 2% in fiscal 2012, down from an average of nearly 10% the year before. That's one of the slowest rates of growth ever recorded. One of the reasons is a slowly recovering economy, which means fewer people eligible for coverage. Another is increased efforts by states to control what they spend for the program. But a separate study commissioned by the foundation earlier this week found that Mitt Romney's plan for the program would cut spending even more dramatically and could reduce the number of people on the rolls by as much as 38 million over 10 years. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is up 6 points at 13,083. This is NPR News. Companies in the U.S. remain cautious about the economy. NPR's Dave Mattingly reports business investment was weak last month, despite a sharp jump in orders for durable goods.
Orders for those long-lasting manufactured goods, such as cars and appliances, were up nearly 10% in September. That's the sharpest gain in almost 3 years. Scott Brown is chief economist at Raymond James & Associates.
Well, this is largely a transportation story. Boeing reported a sharp drop-off in orders in August, and so this is just a rebound to a more normal level.
Excluding transportation, orders were up just 2%.
If you throw out transportation, you're looking at unfilled orders declining. That's typically not a good sign for the manufacturing sector.
Orders for business machinery and equipment were unchanged. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
Well, some economists are expecting home sales to keep rising, but they're warning that growth will slow during some periods. One report from the National Association of Realtors today shows September sales rose slightly, but overall, the housing industry has seen a 14.5% increase from a year ago in contracts. New signs that hiring may be picking up in the U.S. Labor Department says 23,000 fewer people sought unemployment aid last week, and that pulled down the overall number of weekly applications to a seasonally adjusted 369,000. U.S. stocks up slightly, with the Dow gaining 7. It's at 13,084. NASDAQ up 5 at 29.87. S&P 500 up 3 at 1412. This is NPR.